chapter 6, we will talk about identifying the customer and approaching the customer during a sale. A brief review of the learning objectives. Understand the concept of identifying different types of customers. Decode the physical appearance and body language of the customers. Grasp the attention of the customers. How do you hook the customer onto you? Learn the methods of approaching the customer. We are going to talk about these topics: identifying the customer, physical appearance, understanding what that means, decoding the body language, grasping customer attention, and finally, different methods of approaching the customer. Let us first understand, what does the term prospect mean? A prospect is a possible buyer who is not yet a customer. Prospecting means identifying possible customers. In some cases, the prospects come to a salesperson. In other cases, a salesperson must develop leads on prospects. So depending on the product category, depending on the retail format, either the customer goes to a retail store or to a website to buy, or the salesperson goes finding prospects or probable buyers to whom he can sell his product. Deciding which prospects are viable and worth pursuing saves the time, effort, and money of the salesperson. So, a sensible salesperson is going to first determine if the prospect he is looking at is going to buy a product or not. Does he have the buying power or not? It is important to look for the right buyer characteristics and qualify the leads. First, find out, is he going to buy? If persuaded, can he afford to buy this product? Now, obviously, this is not relevant for a small product, for something which is not expensive. But for an expensive product, it is very important to judge the buying power of the prospect. You have to determine which person is more likely to turn into an actual customer. Next stage is identifying the qualities of a good prospect. So, who is a good prospect? It is a person who has a genuine need for your product and the need that your product can fill. The prospect has to know you. Not necessarily though. The prospect has to know either the salesperson or the retailer, so that prospect goes to buy to that retailer. The prospect should respect your business. The prospect values the benefits of your product much more than the amount you charge for it. So it is important that the prospect values the products and its features and benefits. The prospect should be willing and able to make a buying decision. Like we just said, that he should be able to buy the product. He should have the buying ability. A prospect is a good potential source of further sales in the future, as well as a source of referrals. So the prospect can talk about the product or the lovely experience he had while buying the product from you to his friends, families on social media, and thereby refer a number of prospects to you. The retailer's selling team deals with many different personality types on a daily basis. We know that each customer is different, they are unique, and each customer has a different approach to buying. Therefore, the retail selling team has a tough task on their hands. They have to tackle with many different personality types every day. Some customers are very difficult, some customers are easier to handle. The retail sales team needs to draw up a clear customer profile, they need to understand what kind of a customer would be buying our product, what would their demographics and psychographics be, what kind of preferences in terms of sizes of packaging, colors, or any other aspect of the product. So the retail sales team needs to have a very clear picture of the customer in their mind. Only then will they be able to convert a customer into a loyal customer. In order to understand the customer, to use the best approach method suitable for that person, it is important that we classify customers. It is required to classify customers so that we know which category they fall into, and accordingly we change or tailor our selling methods to suit that category of customers. We can segment the customers into a few basic types based on different parameters or criteria. The first class of customers could be based on customers' shopping or buying behavior. How do they shop? How do they buy? What are the thoughts that go through their mind when they are buying? The other class of customers could be based on the personality of the customers. What is the personality? What are their preferences? What is their lifestyle? And accordingly, how do we suit the sales presentation or the method of approach to ensure that we are able to close a sales with that customer? Let's start by talking about the first class or category of customers. Here we are classifying customers based on their personality. We can classify the customers based on personality into four categories. One is the director, the other is the thinker, then we have a relator, and lastly a socializer. In the next few slides, we are going to talk about each of these four personality types in detail and understand how to sell to these personality types. Let us start with the director personality type. As the name suggests, he would like to direct everything. He wants to be in control. A director personality is a very demanding person, and they like to take charge of the situation. Not into small talk. They do not like to make small talk. They like to come straight to the point. They are focused. They have clear goals. They want the facts in order to make a decision as quickly as possible. So they don't really want to spend too much time in making their buying decisions. They want data, they want facts and figures based on which they will immediately decide to buy or not to buy the product. Like we said, the director personality type has very clear goals. They are focused. They want the best possible product at the lowest possible price delivered when they want it, which is usually immediately. So, like we said, they want to make a decision as quickly as possible. They want the product immediately. Since they are the types to take charge, they want it right then. Selling strategy for a director personality type. How is a retail salesperson going to sell to a person who is in the category of the director? So, the salesperson should be aware of these selling strategies. This essentially means that the salesperson should be able to mentally classify each type of a customer into one of these four categories and then immediately decide how to sell to them. Eliminate small talk, obviously, since the director type of personality does not like small talk. The salesperson should ensure that they are eliminating any small talk, that they lay out facts and data in front of the person or the prospect and give reasons why the person should be purchasing from you. You have to complement their direct style and decisiveness, so you know that they are a person who is direct and who is quick with their decision making. So why not compliment the person on that and turn them towards you? You must let these people make their own decisions. They do not want to be pushed into making a decision. They should not feel cornered. They should feel that they have taken their own decision based on the data that you have given to them. You can try to make suggestions, be to the point because they do not like small talk, and lay out the facts because that is what they want to analyze. At the same time, do not push them. Let them take their own decision. The next personality type is a thinker or an analytical person. As the name suggests, these are people who like to analyze. They like to do a lot of data crunching. They have professions that require accuracy and analysis. Data motivates this kind of a personality. Facts, figures, details, brochures, product descriptions, consumer reports, trade analysis, manuals, specification sheets, all these, if you present it to a person who's an analytical personality or a thinker, will make them very happy and they would be willing or open to buy the product from you. Analytics like to read the manuals and directions as well as the fine print. They are unaffected by small talk. So again, do not indulge in small talk with the analytics. What selling strategy is appropriate for an analytic? Give them facts and data, obviously, since they like to work on data, they thrive on data. If the product has detailed labeling, show it to them. They will be extremely happy and positive towards the transaction. The analytics have usually done their homework. They have already undertaken an extensive research before coming to the store or the website to buy. Therefore, in many cases, the analytic would know more than the salesperson or even the retailer. Therefore, this information that the analytic has collected is a big asset for the research, for the retail salesperson. They have already understood, they've already read up a lot and understood about your product and your store. Do not be afraid to ask them why they came into your store, because there is obviously a reason, since they have already read up about you, your product, your pricing strategies. They have thought of something before coming to you to buy. Therefore, you should find out what is that reason. It will obviously be your strength. The next personality type is the relator or the belonging person. These are people who like to relate to everything, who like to belong, who like to be part of social groups. They have a strong need to be or feel a part of a group. This means when a customer refers to anything, they will usually add my lawyer, my store, my salesperson. Everything is to be related to. You become a part of their network, a part of their life. The reason we refer to the retailer shopper as the belonging type is because they take an ownership position in anything that they do. So this ownership is extremely important to them and they thrive on it. How do we sell to a belonging or a relator type of a personality? Obviously, we include them in any way we can. We ensure that they are able to relate to the product, they are able to relate to my retail format, and they are buying from me. They want to feel a part of the decision-making process also. So when you are making a decision, when you are subtly nudging the customer towards a close, then keep asking them questions, keep involving them in the decision-making process. The retailer can come to the store when the owner is not there and report back to the owner if someone isn't doing their job properly. So that is the extent of ownership that they have. They are wonderful customers to have, and they are a sensational source of never-ending referrals. Since for a relator, everything is about belonging or being part of a group, they know a lot of people and they will be able to send a lot of referrals to you if they are a happy and satisfied customer. The last category is that of the socializer. Again, as you can make out from the term socializer, these are social people. They are outgoing, they love to talk and make new friends. So they have lots of friends. They can also give you a lot of referrals. Socializers want to build a relationship with people who work in the store. If they don't like you, they will not do business with you. If they can develop friendship in several different stores, they will go visit all these different stores. So for the socializer, a relationship, a belongingness is extremely important, and they will go to a store or a salesperson they can relate to. Socializers love to receive and give compliments. So that is the clue for the retail salesperson, how to keep them happy. Unfortunately, socializers tend to be self-centered. They want to go to a store and they want to feel important. But the salesperson can use this characteristic to his own advantage. This group of customers is one group that retailers, managers, and salespeople relate to the most, because the majority of the customers actually fit into this category. Isn't that amazing? Majority of the customers are socializers, not directors or analytics or belonging people. They are socializers. So if you have satisfied, if you have a socializer, if you have mastered the technique of selling to a socializer, you are going to be assured of a successful retail business. Let's look at a strategy, selling strategy for a socializer personality. The important thing over here is to remember that it's not about the merchandise, it's not about the product, it is about the relationship that the socializer has developed with the merchandise, with the retail store or the sales team over there. You could be giving away merchandise for free, but they will not buy it if they do not like you. You can use compliments liberally, since they like compliments, they are self-centered, they like to take compliments. And try and remember the names of socializers. This will make them feel important and they will be very happy to close the deal with you. Do not lose sight of the fact that although they are looking at a good shopping experience or looking at shopping as a social event, your goal as the salesperson is to close the deal. You have to sell merchandise to them. So do not lose focus of that in between all this relationship building and socializing. Ensure that you are making their shopping experience fun and entertaining so that they become loyal customers and they give referrals. We will now classify customers based on their shopping or buying behavior. Here we can classify customers as new customers versus loyal customers. They could be discount customers or wanderers. We can have impulsive customers vis-a-vis a need-based customer. Let us talk about each of these types of customers in detail, understand their characteristics, and how to sell to these customers. The loyal or repeat customer is one which is always coming back to the same retailer to buy. These types of customers are few, but they promote more sales and profits as compared to other customers. They revisit the store many times. Hence, it is crucial to interact with them and keep in touch with them on a regular basis. We have already talked about this earlier that it is easier to retain a loyal customer than to create or capture more new customers. Loyal customers want individual attention, and that demands polite and respectful responses from the supplier or the salesperson. Loyal customers will invite you to work with them to solve a problem and will negotiate with you to provide the products that they want. Since they are a loyal customer, they would like to buy from you, even if that means negotiating or working with you in order to solve a problem or to close a deal. Let us understand what is the selling strategy to be used for a loyal customer. The retailer needs to communicate with the loyal customer on a regular basis to evaluate their own effectiveness as well as the customer's opinion of the retailer. They should influence the retailer's buying and merchandising decisions. So actually, when the retailer is looking at his buying and merchandising decisions, he should keep the loyal customers in mind, because even though they are fewer in number, they are the ones who are going to add to your profits the most. Offer loyal customers high value products that add value to their life also. Nothing will make a loyal customer feel better than you soliciting their input and showing them how much you value their inputs. So if you ask for their feedback on your retail sales team or on your store ambience or on the product type or pricing, the loyal customer will be extremely happy to share their feedback with you. Also keep them in mind when you're taking any decisions regarding the retail format, the retail store, product or merchandising decisions. The more you do for a loyal customer, the more they will recommend you to the others. So it is important to retain your loyal customer, keep them happy. This is why a lot of retailers nowadays have loyalty programs. They have different types of loyalty programs. They keep devising new methods to hold on to a loyal customer. Something like points. So if you buy from them for 1,000 rupees, you will get X number of points. You will have a loyalty card, and then that every time you make a purchase from that retailer, the loyalty card keeps getting updated, and when you have a certain number of points, you can redeem them as money. So all these are ways of getting a loyal customer to stay with you. Some retailers like Shoppers Stop will open their sales or their product in the new season and only to the loyal customers in the first few days. So when they have a new range in the new season, they will invite only their loyal customers who have their loyalty card to come and buy the range, to be the first one to see the new range, and then they will open it to everybody else. So there are many new ways that retailers keep devising to ensure that the loyal customer doesn't go away to a competitor. The next category of customers is a discount or sales customer. As you can make out from the name itself, these are people who are always looking for discounts. Discount customers are frequent visitors to your store, but only when you are offering discounts. This category helps ensure your inventory is turning over, which means you are not ending up with dead stock. Because if you put your inventory on discount, the discount customer will come and buy it. These customers always shop for the best deals. They are always looking at what is on discount, what is on sale, and then decide the items they want to purchase. Discount customers may also conduct price comparisons online before heading out to a store to buy. Most of their purchasing decisions are based on how high the markdown is, how deep the discount is at any given time. The flip side of a discount customer is that they often end up being more costly because they are more inclined to return a product. They will be usually the ones who come and return the product saying it is not performing, it is not to my liking. Therefore, the retailer ends up spending more on a discount customer than on a regular customer. So you may not really be looking at having a lot of discount customers in your customer base. What is then the right strategy to sell to a discount customer? Since they are only attracted towards reduced prices, towards markdowns and sales, limit the services that you are offering to them. However, keep them updated about your discounts, your promotional schemes, and your end of season sales on a regular basis, because when they buy at a discount or a markdown, they do help in turning your inventory. So they do add some value. Impulsive customers. These customers are very difficult to convince. They want to do business on an impulse. They want to do business, they want to buy in the urge. They may like a sales presentation and say, okay, I want to buy it. So they may not spend too much time in making a decision to buy. They don't have any specific item in their product list. So in contrast to a need-based customer who buys only the product he needs, the impulse customer may buy anything. It may be a product he doesn't need. It could be a product he already has stacked in his cupboard, but they buy on urge. Handling impulsive customers is a challenge. These customers could be responsible for a high percentage of your sales. They make a decision on the spot for something that seems to be good to them at that particular point in time for no need-based reason. So the product would appeal to your impulsive customer even though they don't really need that product. What is an appropriate selling strategy for impulse buyers? These customers can be easily identified because of their inability to stick to one decision or because they are very quick with making their decisions and they will buy on impulse. It will be just at the spur of the moment, they will just decide to buy something irrespective of the price, irrespective of whether they need the product or not. They hardly return back to the same store again, which means it is not easy to convert an impulse customer into a loyal customer. But they can still be a profitable one-time catch for the salesperson as they take fast decisions and the salesperson does not have to spend much time in convincing an impulse buyer. So if the impulse buyer wants to buy, they will make a very quick decision and exit. This segment of clientele is what most salespeople like to serve. It is exciting to assist an impulse buyer because they are very quick with their decisions. They may not need the product, so it is maybe you don't have to really sell the idea of buying that product to them. They will just purchase it on an impulse. They will just buy it if they want to. Therefore, a retail salesperson is very happy in assisting an impulse buyer, even though they may not turn into a long time or a repeat customer. This group will provide a significant amount of customer insight and understanding. That is where this group of impulse buyers helps the retailer. They help them understand consumer behavior. Hence, the best way to sell to an impulse buyer is to show them all the variety or a lot of variety that you have. Since they are going to buy on urge, they would just like something about the product, maybe the presentation, the way your salesperson is selling it, maybe just the color, even though they don't need it. And they will, therefore, it is important to show them the variety that you have. A good presentation and a pushy sales strategy is very important for impulse buyers. So it is important to push them a little and your deal is closed. Next, we go on to the need-based customers. This group of customer is in stark contrast to the impulse buyers. Need-based customers are very product specific and only buy items if they have a specific need for them. Unlike the impulse customer who would buy anything whether they need it or not, a need-based customer will buy only the product that they need if they need it. These are frequent customers and it is difficult to satisfy them. They do not like to decide on purchasing a product fast, therefore it is difficult to convince them to buy. When a need-based customer enters the store, they will look to see if they can have what their need is and if it can be filled quickly. If not, they will leave right away. They will buy, but for a variety of different reasons and not just because they want to buy the product. Need-based customers can become loyal customers if they are taken care of properly. They can often represent your greatest source of long-term growth. So since they plan, they think, they analyze if they need a product, they can become a good loyal customer and be a long-term customer. Let us understand what is a good strategy to sell to a need-based customer. These customers should be handled positively by showing them ways and reasons to switch to other similar products. You have to really convince them to buy a product. Need-based customers can easily be lost to a competitor, a different retailer, or even to internet. Therefore, positive interaction, positive personal interaction with them is very important. If a need-based customer is treated to the right level of service, which is not available elsewhere, there is a strong chance of them being converted to a loyal customer. For this reason, need-based customers offer the greatest long-term potential, surpassing even the impulse segment of customers.